وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the human being himself and what makes him human in order for him to understand his responsibilities and duties and act fair towards himself, towards people, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain conditions that we mentioned that he must have: being mature one, being aware to, being sane, and, you know, having the capacity and mental and physical capacity to carry out on these duties. One more thing we want to touch upon today in terms of conditions of being able to do whatever he needs to do is free will. So let's talk about freedom of choice. Freedom of choice is another condition for the fulfillment of the obligations when it comes to human beings. I can't ask a person to do something when he doesn't have the power and the free will to do it. If a person is in prison, for example, I can't ask him to become a farmer and to go farm the garden. He's locked up. He needs to have the free will, the choice at least. In another word, human beings will be dutiful only when there is no constraints and compulsion in what he has to perform. Compulsion is a forceful threat inducing human beings to, for example, break his fast, lest he should damage his health. So, for example, it is compulsory to fast on a human being. But if this compulsion is going to cause him harm, then it's not required anymore. If a person, for example, has to perform wudu and wash himself and purify himself before he prays, but such wudu will harm his body and make him sick because of the severe cold weather, then obviously this compulsion goes away. Or not to make pilgrims go to Mecca, lest he and his family should undergo nuisance. In these cases, when a human being is forced to do or not to do something, he's no more responsible towards his duties. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced: there will be no obligation where compulsion is at work. So basically, you're not required to do something when you have no free will. If you force on something is forced upon you, and other requirement and other duties comes towards you, then obviously there's nothing you can do about that in this case. In case of constraints, the individual is not menaced by anything, but it is he himself who avoids doing his duties because of being placed in severe circumstances. So, for example, someone may be helplessly lost in a desert and find nothing but animal crops on which to gain nourishment. In such situations, the illegitimacy of eating corpses seems meaningless to the wretched. Constraints and compulsion are therefore different from one to another. Before we continue, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
In case of the former, which is eating crops, man is not forced or threatened by himself to break the law in order to eliminate undesired circumstances. While in the case of crops, he is compelled to disregard his obligation due to a possible damage which other may inflict on him. It should be stressed also here that compulsion and constraints cannot be regarded as general conditions for the performance of obligations. It depends, firstly, on the intensity of the damage or loss to be prevented, and secondly, on the importance of the obligation which may avoid performing due to these two factors. So you have to consider these two factors and you have to consider the circumstances in which these two factors come into play. So sometimes there are compulsion and sometimes there are restraints. And from individual to individual is differ. The severity of the damage differs and the situation also differs. In another word, no one is allowed, under the pretense of compulsion constraints, to act at the expense of another's life or damage society or religion. These are red lines. No matter what circumstances you are in, what compulsion you're in, what restraints you have, you cannot cross them when it comes to taking a life of a human being, creating corruption to society, and any harm towards one faith or religion. There are certain obligations, however, which are worth tolerating and loss and damage in order for them to be fulfilled, even if the presence of threats, even in the presence of threats and forces. So sometimes we can do some damage, and you know, to ourselves and stuff like that, if the benefit for something else is required. And obviously these matters are discussed thoroughly in the topic of jurisprudence of fiqh. So always one needs to go back to these. So in order for us to fulfill our duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards ourselves and towards other human beings, we need to be mature, we need to be wise, we need to have knowledge and awareness, we need to have physical and mental strength. At the same time, we need to have free will, that we have no compulsion, no restraints in order to apply our duties towards these three aspects: Allah, ourselves, and human beings. Inshallah, we will leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى